Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberdy. Warren Buffett, the 90-plus-year-old iconic investor known as the Oracle of Omaha and CEO and founder of the investment holding company Berkshire Hathaway, sold 60% of his shares in one of his favorite holdings, Apple. Once owning a whopping 1 billion shares, he now owns only 400 million shares. Buffett also reduced another longtime holding, Bank of America. His company is now holding a record amount of cash and cash-like investments, and one has to wonder what Buffett sees or is thinking about the stock markets lately. Buffett's right-hand man, Ajit Jain, who has been with Buffett since 1986 and is one of his top investment officers, is also making notable stock market sells himself, having sold Berkshire Hathaway shares to the tune of $139 million. It is said insider buy stocks when they think markets are good and insiders sell stocks when they feel bad things are afoot. True, not all insider sells are due to market conditions. Sometimes it might be to raise money for a home or whatever. But Buffett and Jain's sells are major stock dumps entailing massive amounts of money. It isn't because they are buying some real estate. Not at these levels, it's not. Keep in mind, Buffett, his company, and Jain, his top guy, all follow the CEO's strategy of buying great businesses and, quote, holding them forever, as Buffett has said many times. So why has forever ended? At least when it comes to these recent large sells. Buffett holds and has held for quite some time some large amounts of treasury bills. These T-bills, as they are commonly called, are U.S. government debt issuances regarded as risk-free as to the principal if held to maturity and have been yielding up to about 5% or more annually because of the recent Federal Reserve interest rate hikes. The interest rates on these T-bills have fallen a little bit since about a month ago or so. Not a bad return, the 5% at least, for the staunch investor that Buffett is known to be. Plus 5% yield is nothing to sneeze at, but selling these solid companies that B of A and Apple are known to be, you have to wonder what Buffett and Jain are afraid of. Stocks are widely overvalued by more than one standard metric. Stansberry Research Digest notes that 19 valuation models measuring the stock market are stretched into territory when measured by these 19 metrics are the highest they have ever been. This means stocks are the most expensive they have ever been. Note that markets are rarely predictable, even when historical precedents are widely out of whack. It is said that what is low can go lower, and what seems too high can go even higher. And this is especially true where stock markets are concerned. Being the sum of all the beliefs of the billions of investors in the stock market at any one time, much like a flock of swallows or a herd of buffalo, the direction of the stock market is impossible to discern or prognosticate. One might be wise, however, to at least consider the movements of large and notable investors like Warren Buffett and his right-hand man Ajit Jain, and similar people like them, and note historical precedents as they pertain to stock prices when evaluating where the markets might go and what if any movement should be made in their own portfolios, and that means you too. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors, 1979, and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our waves saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberdy. Thanks for listening.